Health officials in St. Vincent and the Grenadines are sounding the alarm over a significant increase in stroke cases across the country. Internist at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital, Dr. Melissa Ince, says the rise is being seen among both young and elderly patients. She explained that there are three main types of strokes, underscoring the importance of early recognition and prompt medical attention.
Stroke is one of the entities of a group of diseases that we consider to be cardiovascular disease. There are three types of stroke that are common. So it can be where you have a blockage, so there's obstruction to the blood flow to the brain, and the cells in the brain do not get enough oxygen, and if it prolongs, then they can eventually die. There's what we call hemorrhagic stroke, which is where you have a burst blood vessel in the brain, and then you bleed out in the brain, and the end point is basically similar to the obstruction. And the other type is the TIA, is a transient ischemic attack of the brain. So the symptoms in this one are not permanent and they go away very quickly. But the thing is about it, it is that it's a warning sign of a severe or more serious stroke that is impending.
Dr. Ince says that the uptick in strokes can be attributed to several factors.
So patients who have high blood pressure, who have high cholesterol, those who have irregular heartbeats, something we call atrial fibrillation, and also those with diabetes. Now, while having them increase your risk, if they are uncontrolled, that carries the risk even higher. So while they are modifiable, you may not be able to control the fact that you have high blood pressure, but you can control your numbers. You can do things that will ensure that your numbers are within normal ranges or closest to normal range as possible. And then there are the lifestyle habits, the things in our lifestyle that we can change that will decrease our risk of having stroke. So these include smoking, obesity, physical inactivity, and also excessive alcohol intake. So those are some of the main factors that can increase your risk of having a stroke.
And Dr. Ince believes that education and prevention are key to reducing stroke incidents, noting that awareness of risk factors and warning signs can save lives.
Stroke affects all age. Yes, it is more frequent in the elderly, but it can happen to anyone. Do not take aspirin and blood pressure medications if you're thinking you have a stroke until a doctor tells you to or a nurse. It is very important for you to present to care, seek care as soon as you're thinking that you're having a stroke.
Internist at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital, Dr. Melissa Ince. As the country grapples with a rising number of stroke cases, health officials are calling for a united national effort to promote healthier lifestyles, improve access to healthcare, and strengthen public awareness of stroke prevention. With today's special report, I'm Yolande Richards.